According to Power Grip Europe, sales trends for Prodigy and Discmania are good, but is that really the case here in the United States? All right, so Shane, you've looked at the graph that I've mentioned, and you're saying that that doesn't really reflect what's happening, at least in your eyes, in your story, what's happening over in the United States as far as Innova taking a dip or Discmania and Prodigy being so high. Kind of give us the contrast you're seeing in the United States.
So the Power Grip shows that Innova is taking a dip. I don't disagree with that. I think Innova they have a market share that is always going to be larger than most because of the big box stores. So I think they'll always stay on top. But as far as them coming down the ladder, I think that's the truth because you're seeing other companies in House of Discs that are getting into those big box stores. So Discmania surprises me that it doesn't surprise me that it's high in Europe, but here in the U.S., they haven't done much to move the needle in the U.S. They haven't given any reason for players to go out and buy. Their drops have been less than stellar as far as what they're doing, and they seem to rush the drops now. And Discmania doesn't have that allure anymore of the scarcity. They're producing as many as they can, as quickly as they can. For that reason, I think a lot of the old hardcore Discmania fans just simply don't have the same appeal or draw. And you hear that over and over again, that the discs they're putting out now are not the same. And as a decade-long FD thrower for about as long as FDs has been out, I can tell you they are not the same. That doesn't mean they're not good discs. It's just they don't have that same allure. When we talk about Prodigy has made some really big fumbles over the last year and a half to 2 years, specifically with the Ganon issue, but losing all their top players. Both of the young boys have left, Ganon and Alden. And then we have Katrina that left, and we had basically all of their top players, and who they have left is legacy players like Will Schustrick. But outside of that, who else are they pushing? Who else is repping their brand? Who else is getting them out there? Who else is getting people excited about throwing their discs, and who shows them how their discs throw? And they had a big, big kerfuffle as far as manufacturing goes about 2 years ago, where you couldn't touch a disc without slicing your fingers off because of the flashing issues. With that being said, it surprises me that Prodigy Europe is so well regarded. They must not have the same manufacturing Europe compared to the US, because US has really left a lot to be desired. And especially internally within their company, I've seen 4 different reps in the last 2 years. That says something.
Help us understand, why does Prodigy and Discmania do so well in Europe, but not quite in the United States? Let me know your thoughts and opinions in the comments.